Be aware of your bodies sitting in this space. Be aware of the effect of listening to the music, whatever effect has happened. Be aware of your breath moving your body. As we sit in the middle of the day, after lunch, noticing how our bodies feel, noticing the effect of the morning. Being aware of sitting here together, beginning this third year, entering into a new phase. And bringing our attention to the archangels. To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, herald of the morning, open the day to us. Great healing and transforming angel who walked with Tobit. Who opens our minds. Who shows us new paths. Mercurial angel, bring us into relationship with newness. Showing new possibilities, new beginnings. Extend your wings above, below, and all around as you encompass the direction and principle of the East, the moment of beginning. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, the priest, the mediator of light, the angel of the shining face. Lift up your face upon us, that we may see and be seen, so that face beholds face. In the fullness of light, in the fullness of the day, in the fullness of our lives. Extend the blessing of your light and wings above, below, and all around. Shine the light in the south. May we be the Ophiriad, the living offering, as light becomes substance and as substance becomes light. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of the Annunciation, Inseminator, Generator of the Living Image. The angel who is strong. Bring us into the place of vision, that we may be as the sparkling mirror as the lens which focuses the light in form. Let our bodies be translucent, lucent, fluid, infinitely creative, cell by cell, that the child may be born. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Focus the light in living image. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel. Angel of Matter. Angel of Shaping. Angel of Substance. Keeper of the stone. Teach us the mystery of the stone, of the crystal prism that refracts the light, the sharp edges and wave forms of the stone, make them visible, substantial to us, that we may know the mystery of flesh becoming light and light becoming flesh. Keeper of the circle and the square, the cube and the sphere, reveal to us the great conjunction. Extend your wings above, below, all around, in the mystery of the circled cross, in the mystery of the cubed sphere. We stand in the midst, between the deep earth, between high heaven. And here we chant the name.
Vav, hey.
Let the vibration of the chant carry you inwards and downwards, sinking deep down into the earth. Finding yourself at length on St. Illtyd's Way. Feeling the path moving upwards before you, on all sides of you, fern and gorse. Feeling the fresh greenness of the mountain. Hearing in the distance the ringing of a church bell, calling all those to worship, to communion, to uniting with the One. Slowly walking up the mountain, breathing in the green freshness of the air. As we ascend Mynydd Gellionnen, being aware of people all over the landscape doing the same, converging. coming to a place where the ground levels. And a little in the distance, a small white chapel, lime washed. Very simple, very plain. The white chapel on the hill. We approach this place, this ancient house of prayer. And in the midst of the very old wall, there is an even older stone, red sandstone, wherein is carved the image of a Celtic priest with its hands held upwards in invocation. Feel the sense of the ancient priest, the Ophiriad, the offering who makes the offering, who is diaconus, the diakon, the holder of the light. So as Ophiriad and diakon, we follow the way a little bit beyond the White Chapel. We come to an ancient ruined building of red sandstone that has no roof. There's very little left in the way of walls. But at its eastern end, there is an old slate altar. With scratch marks that are hard to make out at first. And as we look deeply into the scratches of the altar, we see at length the diagrammatic form of a fish, with the Greek letters Ichthyos scratched into it. We remember the ancient acrostic Jesus Christos, Theos, Huios Soter. And we are drawn for a moment into the mysteries of the circled cross, into the cubed sphere. We feel the uprightness of the iota, the Yesu, the flame of being. We feel the extensions of the cross as Christos. As Theos, we are the sphere whose center is everywhere, whose circumference is nowhere. As Huios, we join the opposites and enable soter, resurrection. As we become the living ichthys, the vesica where worlds meet, truly the Ophiriad, truly the diakon, we look more deeply into the altar, into its scratches and shapes. And we see the image of a domed building, that is both cross and circle, cube and sphere. And we are drawn even more inwards, finding ourselves upon a pathway that leads downwards. There are windows on each side of us, and as we step downwards, we step through our past, moving in time as well as in space. Simply walking forwards, moving down, noticing the flashing images on either side of us, times in our life, unwinding the past, returning to the beginning, to the point of Genesis. And after a little while, the path starts to rise again. And we find ourselves standing before a simple wooden door with the triple flame of the Hebrew letter Shin in the midst of the door like a crown. The letter of fire, the letter of spirit, the letter of the Ruach HaKodesh, the breath that is holy, the breath that transforms. And stepping through the door, we find ourselves in a simple room with a domed roof and four sides. Just as before, in each quarter, there is a stained glass window bearing the image of one of the four holy living creatures, the winged lion, the white eagle, the winged human, the winged bull. In the center of the room, there is an altar. Upon the altar, we find Yud He Shin Vav He. And we take our place before the altar as the Archon Azophibiad. We stand between the four quarters, between above and below. We stand as the vehicle of the living name. Feeling the fullness of light as it fills this room. Feeling the crystalline presence of pure awareness. As we stand in this place, we remember the pillar of the universe. We remember the ancient oak of Mamre. And it is as if our roots go deep into the earth. as if I had to go high into space. It is as if the deep sky, the deep earth, meet in our heart. And as we enter this place of significance, this place of centrality, this place of mediation, as both Ophiriad and the Archon, the holy living creatures awaken and see us, so that face beholds face, so there is confluence and conversation and communion. We stand in the mystery of the one that is many, the singularity that is multiplicity, the one face that is all faces. As face beholds face, we give and are given to. We listen and we speak. We hear and are heard. We touch and are touched. We see and are seen. And in this shining place is heard these words. We return to the first principle, which is prior to its vocalization. From it, the individual flames spread out. Flames are 7 times stronger than strong, hotter than hot, fiery, more fiery than fire. They grasp the wings of the Yod. The Yod is the transformation. The transformation is the vocalization. The vocalization is the combination. The combination is the fashioning. The fashioning is the utterance. Investigate, consider, seek out, reconcile, establish the four names pendant on the yod. These are the four letters. They're like a coal connected to a flame. And the flame divides into four heads. All refer to one. This yod is a gushing fountain, and its waters spread out. Contemplate the mystery of the gushing fountain, the mystery of the yod, that is the singularity, that is hotter than hot, more fiery than fiery. The yod that is the transformation, that becomes the vocalization, that becomes the combination, that becomes the utterance. And return to the singularity, the single point. Be the Ophiriad, the living offering. Be the Diakon, the holder of the light. As you stand between above and below, between north and south and east and west, turn now back to the door of the sanctuary. Salute the living presence of the sanctuary. Go through the door. Descend the path, noticing at each point the windows that you pass that show glimpses of the future. Walking down and down and down, and then ascending. Until once again you find yourself standing in the ancient chapel, looking into the scratch marks on the slate altar. Bidding goodbye to the altar and the chapel, you find yourself on St. Illtyd's Way, descending the mountain. Moving in time and space, until you find yourself just sitting here, just now, in this room. Smelling the room, hearing the sound of my voice in the room, breathing into the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and looking into the room.